I'm Peter Solomon. It's the morning show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. And I am joined this morning to Andrew Wallish. He is currently the artistic director of the Jazzmen Orchestra, and he also lives in Arizona, where he's the artistic director of MIM, the Musical Instrument Museum, which sounds very fascinating in itself. But our focus today is to talk about the Jazzmen Orchestra. They're going to be playing the Twin Cities Jazz Festival in June, and they're going to be featuring a fantastic vocalist named Michael Mayo, and we'll hear about that. Andrew, welcome, and I want to get started by asking you to talk a little bit about what the Jazzmen Orchestra represents for people who might not be familiar with it.
Well, it's great to be with you, Peter. Thanks very much. We're so excited about our appearance at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. You know, Jazzmen's been around for over 20 years, originally founded by Doug Snapp. And since the beginning, the mission has really been to promote, preserve, and perpetuate the jazz music, and particularly large ensemble jazz music. And so we present a variety of concerts every year. We bring in all kinds of national level guest artists. We feature, of course, some of the greatest artists on the Twin Cities jazz scene. It's an incredible organization that I'm very grateful to be part of. I've been on the board for about 8 years now and stepped into the role of artistic director a couple years ago. We've had the great privilege of doing an ongoing series at the Dakota, and we've also been active out at the Chanhazen Dinner Theater. But we're particularly excited, which is our purpose of our conversation today, to be headlining at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival this year. We're so grateful to be on that stage with this incredible talent, Michael Mayo.
So let's talk about Michael Mayo. What is it about him that made your group decide to invite him to appear as a guest soloist?
So I had the privilege of seeing Michael down here in Phoenix with a big band about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I was absolutely blown away by not only his talent, which I was already familiar with, but the arrangements that he had composed for him for this big band concert that he had been taking around the country. And so, of course, I spoke with his agent and said, man, if we could ever do something with Michael in the Twin Cities with Jazzmen, we would just love to do that. And so that conversation went on for a while. And then I was speaking with the amazing Dana Martinez over at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. And she said, boy, that sounds like a really wonderful fit for the Jazz Fest. And so it just kind of started to come together. But Michael is an incredible improviser. He's an amazing singer that I could compare to so many of the great jazz singers. But really, he stands alone in his own craft, in his own skill. His approach to, as I said, improvisation, the songs he selects, all the different textures that he has worked with his arrangers to create. This is going to be, on one hand, a very invigorating, swinging performance, but also very deep, very artistically rich. And I'm just really excited myself to experience it again.
Before we were speaking, I was sampling some of Michael Mayo's album Fly. I think it's a 2024 release, and he had one of my favorite ballads on there, which is the Tom Wolfe Fran Landsman ballad. Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring.
Which is, I think, a notoriously difficult song to sing. And what struck me about the way he sang it was, the word I would use is patience.
To winter, all I've got to show a splinter for my little flame. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the
pole. He's kind of understated in his approach. He doesn't oversing, and that's a quality that kind of attracted me. What is it that speaks to you about his singing style?
Well, I absolutely connect with what you just spoke to. His pitch is so precise, and when he improvises, he's extremely dexterous in his vocal ability, and it's just peerless and seamless. It's again, I hate to compare him to contemporaries or people that have come before him, because as I said, he really is such a unique talent. But I hear a lot of Bobby McFerrin, a lot of Al Jarreau in his singing, and he's a true improviser. I mean, when you hear him scat, and he does all these different looping things, a lot of different genres that he's kind of coming in and out of. He's such an amalgamation of different strengths to his style, and there's like a surprise around every corner as you listen to his set.
Do you know what he's going to be singing with the Jasmine Orchestra?
You know, I'm not sure the precise compositions, but I do know that he will be doing this big band book that he has, selecting various songs from that. And it's a cross-section of lots of different genres and sourcing from a lot of different parts of the jazz canon.
Now, I want to talk to you more in depth about the Jasmine Orchestra and its makeup. So is that a band of professional musicians?
Jasmine Orchestra, as I said, we've been around for over 20 years, and the core base of musicians has changed over the years. There are still several musicians on the band that have been around for basically since the beginning of the band, but it's all of the premier, incredibly gifted artists. Each of them truly is an artist in their own right. They're all amazing improvisers, great doublers, you know, in the reeds section. They each bring such commitment to the music and such high level execution to what they do. It's going to be amazing to hear them on the main stage at the Jazz Festival, because this is not easy music with Michael. There's lots of complexity going on, and these are the highest level musicians in the Midwest and beyond, truly.
So you're also a performing artist in addition to all this administrative work that you do. I don't know where you find time for everything, but did I see that you're coming to the Dakota later in the month?
Yes, I am. I have the great fortune of playing the Dakota about four times a year. I'm always there in December for a few holiday shows, and then usually three other times throughout the year. So this next time is actually going to be the week following the Twin Cities Jazz Festival on the 27th of June. I'm going to be doing an all-new show with arrangements by the great arranger Mike Crotty. We're going to be doing a new show called Vegas 1960. So it'll be Bobby Darin, you know, Sinatra, Ray Charles, Tom Jones, Sammy Davis, all those great songs with fresh arrangements. I'm really excited about that.
Andrew Wallish is the artistic director of the Jasmine Orchestra. The Jasmine Orchestra will be joined by Michael Mayo on Saturday, June 20th on the AARP main stage in Mears Park. It's part of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. You can find more information at TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.